Okay, I'm sorry, went on a little long there. I think you like the music, so it's tolerable for you. Let's see who would like to talk first. Is Ian even there? Yeah, Ian's here. Okay.
We're here.
So, all right, so we would go.
Ask Paige how long she's been horny.
I always thought Paige was a guy. We'll see if, start off. We often go to these people first. So, Greg or Ginny, do you have a question?
Hey. How you doing, Bob?
Yes, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, Ian.
Nice music.
Yes, lovely music. Awesome stuff. Very, very good. Hey, Ian, the timing of the release of the Panama Papers. Is there other events? Pardon me?
Yes. He went, yes.
Sorry. Is there other events that we can mirror that are going on in the world that the Panama Papers were released at the time they were? Something that would correlate?
How about NGC 1600?
Okay, don't know what that is.
Google it.
The initials.
Oh, wait. We can do this. Let's spell it for you. Capital N G C space 1600.
Okay.
It's like a space thing. There's something in space.
Well, the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the White House ground.
Yeah, but NGC 1500, they pull up space images.
Oh, so did he say 15 or 16?
Ion, 1500?
1600.
Well, yeah, the White House is pretty spaced out. Is that what you're referring to, Ion, or this astrological stuff?
No, astronomers find extremely massive black hole in NGC 1600 2 days ago.
Oh, yes. Sasha sent me that.
Elliptical gas.
Well, that lines up with the Panama Papers, which is what he asked.
Yeah, but what did I do? I'm always in this somehow.
Get back
you
in
asked
there, Greg.
For,
get back
you
in
asked,
there.
You asked for the definition and recipe of tossed salad, so we gave you that, too.
Oh, okay. There it is, Greg.
Okay, so... Ian, I have a theory
you
that
did ask, and we are literal, and that is what it is, so there you go.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. I'll never look at Ginny asking me to toss the salad the same
again. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Kindly again.
Sweet.
Never look at it kindly.
Wow. That's nice. That's nice. But you come to find out it's all in Nevada. Here's what's so funny. They do these inversions, and they invert the inversions, and they run in and out, and they're all upset and tore up about this. That. But come to find out, the money's all hiding right there in Nevada all the time. It's so hysterical. So all these fat cats and Bilderbergers and T-catters and Vance Matchins and Suit Puffin and Hop Hobbin, Hock Hock Hobbin, Hop Hobbin, and even them little idiots in Iceland and Greenland. No, leave them alone now. Barclays, leave them alone. Then you got all them Nova Scotia, the Bank of Nova Scotia, the Nova Scotia mine, don't forget about the Hop Hobbin and the Hop Hobbins and the Bank of the Nova Scotia. Yeah, that's the one. They got all these kind of county accounts. They got accounts and they got accounts. What you don't know is that all this is off what they call off ledger. What that means is it's not on the bank's balance book. So if it's off ledger, it doesn't work. Do you mean to tell us that there are people walking around on the planet that's got more money than he is? Why, Lord, suffering cats, how in the hell can you have more money than he is, one individual? Well, actually, there's lots of them walking around with more money than he is. And there's so much they have to have it off gray screen or off books. And that's what happens. So they move them around and move them around and move them around so that they have undisclosed, unlimited money checks. tucked everywhere. And this is nothing. This is nothing. This is just pointing out the things. See, you know what this awfully, wonderfully, fabulously does? It actually says that they ain't broke. They all got money. Thought they was all busted. They got their broke ass self and their broke ass mess, and they got a broke ass number. They ain't broke. They got money everywhere. They're catching on the Bob, the new world, the tranquil world of Bob.
Tom Brokaw.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he's gone. But you just said something.
But we like Lewis Rukhauser, though. We like Lewis Rukhauser. He's good. He's
gone,
around.
Too. He's gone.
No. Lewis Rukhauser.
No,
he's fine. He took over, yeah.
I used to watch a show.
Well, I mean, the revelation that all this money exists outside of, you know, the regular banking system isn't new. There's been many books written about it. There's already been a couple of leaks historically from this same law firm. So it's not, you know, it's not like some big secret. It's just kind of hit the papers in such a way. But for somebody to have extracted this...
What's it distracting from? Greg, what you're asking, what is it distracting from?
Yeah, what is it distracting from Ion?
Not distracting from anything. It's trying to bring up to the surface that there is money. Everybody's running around the planet saying, we ain't got no money, they ain't got no money, the Mexicans, they ain't got enough money to build that damn wall. They're going to build that wall. They're going to pay for it. They don't even have the money. So now they found the damn money. There's money everywhere. Everywhere. Just pressed down, shaken together, overflowing, can't contain it anyway, anywhere, everywhere. So it's not displacing or placating anything. It's acknowledging that there is resource.
Right. Mm. Well, okay, but I lost my train of thought there. But the purpose of exposing this in such a way, besides proving that there is money, we get that, but who, what, where, and why to extract 11.5 million documents, there must have been a motive of embarrassment towards some person, group, entity, or country. Is there a specific
they don't
group,
care.
Entity?
They don't care. No one was hurt. The one goober from Iceland, he left. He checked out, but he was about two steps from dead anyway. He's going to go spend his damn money. He's got more money than he's making in what he's doing, so he's out of it. And Vladimir Putin said, hell yeah. All the Russians said, we ain't even got a Russia no more. We live with this. We have these problems for breakfast. We have these issues all the time. The corruption is how we salt our meat. We salt our meat with corruption.
That's
so that's
right. It's called corruption in Russia. Sure.
It's called everyday. It's just called business as we know it. No worries.
Very good. Okay. Let's see. I think that's all about that. It didn't seem to have accomplished much, is what you're saying.
Yes, it did. It accomplished everything. It accomplished everything. It's proving that there is indeed money. That's what they're questioning. That's why the historic meeting of the minds had to come together, where you had to actually have Bernie, Bernanke,